Good morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Friday morning, and I hope so far you've had a wonderful week. This morning I wanted to talk to you about the word beautiful, but not just beautiful from a vanity perspective or anything like that, but from the beauty of the earth and all that God created. And I've been very fortunate this week to be able to be in the Lake District, and it is just a truly beautiful place. From the valleys to the mountains to the lakes to the vast green expanse of land that is around and all the walks that we've been able to do. It's been breathtaking in parts and really made me see not just part of the UK, but really see the beauty of God's creation around me. To another level, in fact, because even where I live in a rural heart of Rangemoor, where we have beautiful birds to wake up to in the morning, and we have beautiful green land around here and walks, and in May, which is coming up, the most phenomenal bluebell woods. It is just this week opened my eyes even deeper to the beautiful creation that is around us. And I woke up this morning to this following song, and I'm sure you'll remember it. Oh gosh, what a great song. That really took me back to my primary school days. And it is something that I don't think we sing enough in church, actually. I love it. It just reminds us just to be thankful to the Lord, doesn't it? And I was just looking at the Passion Translation, Psalm 8, and it reads from verse 3. Look at the splendour of your skies, your creative genius glowing in the heavens. When I gaze at your moon and your stars, mounted like jewels in their settings, I know you are the fascinating artist who fashioned it all. When I look up and see such wonder and workmanship above, I have to ask you this question. Compared to all this cosmic glory, why would you bother with puny mortal man or be infatuated with Adam's sons? Yet what honour you have given to men, created only a little lower than Elohim. Crowned like kings and queens with glory and magnificence, you have delegated to them mastery over all you have made, making everything subservient to their authority, placing earth itself under the feet of your image bearers. All the created order and every living thing of the earth, sky and sea, the wild beasts and all the sea creatures, everything is in its submission to Adam's sons. Lord, your name is so great and powerful. People everywhere see your majesty. And so I hope wherever you are today that you'll take a minute to walk outside, to look up in the skies as the sun goes down this evening, to have a look at the beauty around you, and just to thank God for everything he created, even from the beauty of yourself. Let us pray. Father, I just want to invite your Holy Spirit to come. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you created the heavens and the earth, the skies and the seas, the birds and all the animals, and of course ourselves, Lord. Thank you that you see each and every one of them as your beautiful creation. Lord, we honour you and we thank you for your craftsmanship and the detail that goes into that, that sometimes we walk around with our eyes closed or we don't quite see the magnificence of all the work that has gone into the creation of life and the world that we walk on and exist in. Lord, I thank you, Lord, and I pray that everyone will have a magnificent and beautiful weekend. Lord, be with them, protect them, walk with them, as you always do. Amen.